Ah, good evening. I see you've met my ravens. You'll have to forgive them for their tempers. They don't often take kindly to those they are not familiar with. I apologize for leaving you here, alone, behind these locked doors. You must understand it is not permanent, but for the time being, I'm afraid we must make do. I know the days trapped inside have made you grow restless, but I have something that may help. Come, let me show you. This is my library. It's quite small in comparison to the vast halls of knowledge which I used to roam, but there are still pages here that hold more secrets than you can possibly imagine. Most are written in forbidden languages, but you'll still find many in the common tongue if you wish to indulge yourself. It should help pass the time. Where did I get them? Some I have written myself. Most I took with me when I was banished. But that was a long time ago. Now, some of these books are the only reminders I have of home. There once was a time when it was not so. I was not always a lonely exile living life deep in the woods. I remember the days when farmers and kings alike would bow their heads when I passed, when I did not live in an old tower house at the edge of the world, but rather shining pillars of pale silver and golden light. When lords would travel for weeks to heed my counsel and shower me with wealth. But there came a time when my counsel was no longer desired, but feared. As word of my power spread, many came to fear my name, and before long, the very lords who once sent gold and riches now sent blades and men bold enough to wield them. I still remember the first night they came for me. You would know them by the name Witch Hunters, servants of the old realms whose sole purpose is to hunt rogue magic users. People fear what they do not understand. And these men are no exception. I remember the first one I killed. When I close my eyes, I can still see his face. It was during their first purge, and like many other mages, I was forced to leave everything behind and flee. I had barely escaped their initial inquisition, and for many days had traveled alone on the paths toward the coast. My ravens were still scattered, and none had yet returned to warn me of him, you see. But I remember seeing him riding towards me, his lantern swaying in the dark. I had pulled my hood up and looked away, but still he must have felt my magic. I sensed his fear immediately, and it was then I knew. I threw back my cloak, and before he could draw his blade, he was under my spell. And I showed him no mercy. I remember he was young, so young, not a day older than 19. I remember seeing the fear and pain in his eyes as I pulled the soul from his mouth. He tried to call for his mother. But before long, his cries turned screams, and he said no more. It was not the first time I had harvested a soul, and in my lust I thought nothing of it, but all the souls previously taken had been offered to me. They had been criminals, thieves and murderers, the lowest and most vile society had to offer. Prominent lords would offer me these sacrifices in exchange for my powers, you see. But this time was different. I tried to convince myself this witch hunter was corrupted, like the others. But it tasted a lie. His soul was not vile and tainted like those who came before him, but pure and noble. But what frightened me the most was how good it felt. All the souls before had been shallow and weak, and I took no pleasure in harvesting them, but this was different. When his soul manifested as a rune, I felt something I had never felt before, like an endless wave of pleasure. Something about it was so fulfilling, as if his spirit held more energy than all the others combined. I knew then that the depths of a pure soul was sweeter than anything else in this world. And I became addicted. The months which followed that night were not a proud time in my life. I did things to people. Horrible things. Things which can never be forgiven. But with each soul I took, my runes grew stronger. I grew stronger. I can tell what I say frightens you. But you must understand, I don't... Are you sure? I see. They tell me you tried to escape while I was gone. It pains me to hear that. I thought the evenings we had spent together would have meant more to you. I understand this has been hard for you, but I thought you would have learned by now. This is not a good time to try me. I know you do not wish to stay here. But there are greater powers at work, powers far beyond your comprehension. The minds of you mortals have always been amusingly ignorant. But understand, this does not amuse me. It makes me angry. Do you still not understand the effort that goes into controlling my runes? Do you not realize how difficult this is for me? I could break you in seconds if I wished. Would you like that? To have your mind shattered, leaving you an empty husk of a body. Or perhaps if I was bored, I could simply command you to stop breathing. Watch as your body desperately tried to breathe, only to be denied again and again and again, until at last you felt the sweet embrace of death. Or, if I wanted to feel truly satisfied, I could always take you for a rune, holding you in my arms as I ripped the soul from your body. It's by far the most painful way to die, you know. More so than being flayed or burned alive. And even death does not grant relief. No, when a soul is harvested, it is prevented from rising to the spirit planes. Instead, you stay here with me, serving for eternity inside my runes. And it's been so long since I've taken a soul. I would be lying if I said I did not lust for it. I see yours too, dwelling behind those eyes. What a perfect rune you would make. Come here, mortal. Come to my embrace. You resist. Must I ask again? Come. There we are. This isn't so bad, is it? Being held in my arms. You have the same eyes he had. The witch hunter. The same kindness. The same innocence. It's a simple process, really. Soul ripping. I just take a victim in my arms, bend their head back, and do not struggle. All I do is place my hand on their head, like this. The strongest part of a soul resides in the mind, you see. And holding them here lets me grasp it in my spell. Do you feel that? That rising wave in your heart? A rushing river of energy being pulled slowly upward. Pulled into my grasp. My runes entwining with your spirit. Their dark webs wrapping slowly around you. Guiding you toward me. Do you feel the pain? That deep burn gnawing inside you. Splintering your soul like a thousand ropes all pulling in different directions, tearing you to pieces. Because I can feel it, and it feels like rapture. Pure ecstasy lying just a fingertip away. See how my runes glow hot in their hunger. They thirst for a soul. They thirst for your soul. I am sorry, mortal, but I have starved for so long. Close your eyes now. This won't take long.
No. No. Please. I'm sorry. Please. I'm so sorry. I'm a monster. I'm losing myself. I can feel it. With each day, the darkness grows and soon I won't be able to stem the tide. I should never have brought you here. I'm so sorry. The power I have over them, I can feel it slipping. Please, I don't want to hurt you. But they do. And the only way to control them is to feed them.